Hey, you're listening to Kingdom Fit Moms. This is your host, Kelsey Wickenhauser, and I'm so excited to be hanging out today. We're talking today about why the scale won't move. And maybe you felt like you've been at the same weight for a while and you're feeling frustrated. And I know that feeling of being stuck. It's incredibly frustrating. And also, guys, I'm a weight loss coach, and it's my job to call out some of the stinky thinking sometimes. So whenever my clients tell me they're stuck, here are a few excuses that I see and lovingly need to call out to help you to get unstuck. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. This week we're celebrating. And if you haven't heard, we hit 100 episodes on the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast. And I wanted to do something special for you all. It's been incredible so far on the podcast. Just hearing from women and meeting women from around the world. Seeing you guys connect with one another, connecting with me, and ultimately with God on your weight loss journey to break free. I've had clients now from England, from Australia, of course, the United States, Canada, and it's just so cool to see how this mission of what we're doing inside of Kingdom Fit Moms is literally worldwide now. So it's one of my greatest joys, if you haven't noticed, to empower women just like you to believe that weight loss is possible. And I know you're exhausted from jumping from one diet to another just to end up where you started. And I know that shame around not fully showing up for your family. And I understand that you're tired of hiding and you're avoiding social events with friends because you're embarrassed. And I know that you want to honor God with your body and you're burnt out and you don't even know where to begin. And hopefully not, but maybe you feel hopeless that you'll ever break free from the stronghold on your life. I left my full-time job as a physician assistant to create a program that's designed to guide women to lose weight once and for all by getting to the root of the problem. I'm passionate about helping women to break the bondage of excess weight so they can live out the call that God has on their life in freedom. And I also love nerding out on teaching you about all things food as medicine and how eating the food that God created, it's the simplest way, you guys, the simplest way to stop obsessing over calories and macros and what you can and can't eat. And inside our Fit Moms communities, I'm committing to leading more and more and more moms to breaking the generational curse of obesity. And together, again, we're raising that bar to not only lose weight, but influence our children to see healthy as normal life. And so with all that being said, we have five $1,000 scholarships to work with me one-on-one inside of Fit Moms Academy. Now, as a reminder, many of you start inside of Fit Moms Accelerator, which is our 10-week weight loss boot camp, where this is where you learn all the basics, all of the health foundations that you need in order to make this weight loss thing happen quickly and sustainably. Fit Moms Accelerator is our 10-week weight loss boot camp that's going to help you to invite Christ into your weight loss journey and get to your goal weight. And many women, as they go through the process, they say, you know what, I'm learning so much, I'm seeing results, but I really want some help. I want somebody to walk alongside me and help get to the root of this issue and to get to my goal weight faster. And so that's what we have inside of Fit Moms Academy. We have weekly group calls, accountability groups that are led by women who have been doing this thing for 2 years, most of them. And then you get one-on-one access to me as your health coach so we can work together to, again, get to that goal weight faster and to help you to stay there. All those mindset shifts that you need to have somebody to ask you the right questions. So for all of my podcast listeners, I am giving away five $1,000 scholarships into the Academy this week only. and you'll get to be a part of this high vibe community and learn to get vulnerable in a safe place and process what's really going on in your health journey. I'm just not just going to teach you how to lose some fat. I'm going to teach you how to make healthy part of your identity, how to walk out that identity as a fit mom. So this is by application only. You can go down to the show notes if you want a chance to win one of these 5 $1,000 scholarships this week only. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to Kingdom Fit Moms and for sharing it with your friends. And I'm pumped for many more episodes to come and many more freedom stories from the bondage of excess weight. Now let's go shed the burden and shine the light. All right, time to talk through 6 excuses that may be keeping you stuck in a weight loss plateau. Now, again, I have been a weight loss coach. I mean, really, so I've been running this Fit Moms community and working one-on-one with clients for over 4 years now. But if you go back and listen to my testimony, I think it's in like episode 2 or 3, and then I share it along the way inside of our Fit Moms community, I've been doing weight loss for a long time. So I'm a PA and it's been my favorite thing to do with my patients. But I hear a lot of the same themes over and over again. And sometimes it's nice to have somebody like give you a little jab in the side and say, yep, you do that, you do that. So you can give yourself that little jab if you notice that you're saying these things, because it's just good to first of all recognize, and this is a lot of what we do, this is what I do with my clients, we recognize a lie, we recognize the way that we're thinking incorrectly, and then we have to help you to heal and to take different actions so that you can walk in truth. And so this episode, a lot of it's kind of practical, but I'm just curious which one of these maybe you find yourself thinking, or maybe you didn't even realize was an excuse, but hopefully gets you thinking a little bit today. So the first thing, this is probably the most common thing that I hear as an excuse when somebody is in a weight loss plateau. So they will say, but I eat healthy. Okay, so let's just talk about this. I'm sure that you do eat healthy. This word healthy can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You could be eating all real food and not lose weight if you get to a point in your journey where you're not eating a balanced diet. Also, more often than not, I find that one person's version of healthy is very questionable when I start looking at food logs. And sometimes we have some learning to do there. And that's not your fault. It's because for a long time, marketing has made you feel like things are healthy. For example, a granola bar, you know, that markets itself as like something that you would eat on a mountaintop that's super healthy. Well, if you actually look at the ingredients, there's 3 different types of sugar mixed in with different names in the label. And there's maybe a few nuts mixed with some chocolate chips. And it's just really, it may be some oils that you shouldn't be consuming. So my point is that sometimes we have to redefine what healthy is and go back to the basics and help you to understand where maybe there's been a misconception. And again, you can be eating mostly real food, but not in the right balance. And that can lead to you feeling hungry all the time. And then you're going to eat more food and then you're not getting into that calorie deficit. And this is really where food log reviews come in handy. When I'm working with somebody, because I don't ever have my clients count grams of protein. I shouldn't say never, but I can't think of an instance at this point. Now, I do have a system that I use with my one-on-one clients where I help you to go through about 3 or 4 days of food logs, and then I will say, okay, we need to switch some of this type of food out for this type of food in a way that's very simple. Because again, I don't want to set you up in a system that is going to be confusing or overwhelming or make you feel like you're enslaved to it for the rest of your life. So it's really in my wheelhouse and my forte to look at a few days of food logs and say, yeah, this is the problem. Let's try tweaking it. I actually have a client who she's been eating real food. She actually started in Fit Moms, I think last summer, somewhere around there. So she did our coaching time together. She took some time on her own. She just recently came back. And she's like, you know, I've kind of been at this plateau. I've been eating real food. And so I looked at her food log and she was very good at focusing on protein, but the quantity was actually way too high, and she couldn't get into a calorie deficit. And so I helped her to make some very simple tweaks, and she texted me this week and she said, I'm already down 3 pounds. So again, this is the power of having somebody who knows what they're doing look at your food and very simply try to tweak it instead of you trying to guess over and over again and then feel stuck in this excuse of, oh, I'm eating healthy. Okay, so that's the first excuse. The next excuse that I hear that could be keeping you stuck is, I exercise every day. But I exercise every day. Why am I not losing weight? Okay, so exercise is good. Of course, I'm an advocate for exercise. I exercise most days. But exercise is not going to be the thing most of the time, unless you have hours and hours and hours to spend. That's going to be like the ticket to getting you into weight loss if you're neglecting your food. And overall, it's better to be active than to exercise. And what do I mean by that? If you do your little 30-minute video, and even if you get a good sweat and you're like, man, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling strong, and then for the rest of the day you sit in your butt, you are not burning as much as you think during the day. And so it's far better in your journey to be overall active and maybe hopefully have a little bit of resistance training, something that's going to be boosting your metabolism, than to do a 30-minute workout and sit at your sedentary job and say, oh, I'm good. Okay, so that could be an excuse. The next excuse that could be keeping you stuck is saying, but I'm really consistent. But then going out on Friday with your friends and then having Saturday brunch out to eat or whatever you eat on Sunday, so that maybe you're really consistent during the week, but then you're averaging like 65 to 70%. So if we're in school, right, that's like a D plus average, and it's not going to get you to your goals. So consistency or discipline or, like making this your norm, however you want to say it, it's got to be pretty much every meal, guys. Like, it can't be something that you just say, okay, I'm going to do this during the week and then I'm going to be a weekend warrior and do whatever I want. And so the root of that is typically pride and thinking that, you know what, I still think my way is better than doing things God's way, and I'm just going to go do whatever I want on the weekend. Now, I'm not saying that you can't go have some fun and you can't go out and have a glass of wine or you can't have your appetizers with your friends, but you have to decide what you really want. You have to decide, okay, do I actually want to get to my goal weight? Do I want to make this a lifestyle where I have a this or that mentality, instead of splurging every time that I get the opportunity? It can be a root of pride. It can also be a root of scarcity and thinking like, oh, there won't be enough if I don't have this later. And there's many different causes for that. And again, this is the power of working with somebody to figure out, okay, like, why do I keep doing this? We need to take that root or that bad fruit, and we need to trace it back to a root. And we have a whole system to teach you, like, how do I, like, Lord, will you help reveal to me where I have been believing this lie that I have to go out to eat and I have to overindulge every time, because if I don't, I'll be missing out. Okay, so we have to help you to heal from that. If you don't and you continue to go from diet to diet and you're noticing these trends, you're not going to break free. You're just going to spend some time, having success maybe on a diet, but your mindset and your heart aren't going to actually shift so that you can walk in freedom. And to me, freedom is not being on a diet. And I do not count things, you guys. I don't want to. And to me, that's not freeing. My husband and I, we've just established this healthy lifestyle. It's just the way that we live. We eat a lot of real food. I just got done having a handful of cashews and a bed of greens with some seeds on it for lunch. And I'm satisfied, right? I'm not left craving more. And you know what? I also can go to my mom's birthday and have a cookie and not feel bad about it, right? So it's just balance and having a this or that mentality. Okay, so we've done three excuses. The next excuse that I see in here, it's an excuse, but you'll just hear me out here. So many of the women that I talk to, they are speaking death, quote unquote, instead of speaking life over their journey. Now, the way that you speak to yourself, it absolutely matters. Your body and your cells respond to good or bad vibrations from your mind. And this is a scientifically proven thing. It's not just woo-woo. It's actually fascinating how our cells respond to the way that we think. And so that's a big part of what we teach you in the accelerator and beyond when I work with my clients, is to understand that you have the power to change the way you think. And we want them to align with scripture and God's promises over your life. And if you are speaking that you are an emotional eater, you're going to stay there. If you are speaking that I always struggle with my weight, you're going to stay there. And so this becomes an excuse. And oftentimes women will use this as an excuse to avoid something else that they maybe don't want to do. Like maybe they subconsciously don't want to show up fully in the thing that God is calling them to do. And so they use their weight as an excuse to stay there. Or maybe they want to claim that they're an emotional eater so that they have an excuse to eat the things that they want to eat, right? And I'm not saying that's always the case, but I see that pretty often. And my point is, we have to teach you to consistently speak life, even when your heart doesn't fully believe it yet. You have to be speaking God's truths over your life every day, especially when it comes to your health, until you get to the point where you start to see fruit and you start to believe it. Okay, the next excuse that may be keeping you stuck in a weight loss plateau is saying, my family isn't on board, or my husband isn't on board, so it's too hard. And then you derail on nights when stress is high, or maybe there's complaining from your kids, so you just throw in the towel. So there has to be a mindset shift that this is your journey. This is not your husband's journey. This is not your daughter and your son's journey. This is not your mom's journey. This is not your best friend's journey. This is your journey, and nobody's going to fight for your health except for you. And so if you don't commit to changing the way that you think and letting go of this excuse and saying, it doesn't matter what my family eats, yes, I will feed them and I will find a way to make health my priority as well and set boundaries. If you don't do this, then you're not going to succeed. And eventually, maybe this health journey will become your family's too. That's usually the case, but that's usually not where it starts. Sometimes women will have a husband who has been on board and they're waiting for their wives to get on board. But oftentimes, the husband, they have to see the fruit in your life before they start believing that it's worth it. And that's why you need to join us in Fit Moms, because you need people to support you when you don't feel like you have that support at home. But again, this goes back to the way that you speak to yourself. It's just speaking out like, I believe that my family will see the fruit in my life and that they'll want a piece of that because they love you. Of course they will, right? So I think it's important to realize that they don't have to be on board from the start, and that's okay. But we do have plenty of tools inside of Fit Moms Academy, Fit Moms Accelerator. So when I'm working with clients specifically, then we can talk about, you know, okay, how are your kids responding? And what are some specific things we can do? We also teach you inside of the accelerators, so the 10-week weight loss bootcamp, how to have those conversations with your family, how to have family meetings, how to manage your time as a family and delegate so that everybody is involved in the process to some extent that is age appropriate. Okay, the last excuse that I often hear that may be keeping you in a weight loss plateau is, I miss my fill in the blank. I miss my cookies. I miss my late night snacks. I miss my chips. And essentially it's making an idol of some sort of food that you feel like you're going to be missing out on. If you're stuck in a cycle of feeling, woe is me, I'm missing out, then you have some heart and some mindset work to do. And this way of thinking, again, it shows ultimately that you don't fully trust God's better, simpler ways of doing health. Or maybe it's not even always the case that you don't trust it. There's just some lack of understanding on what that is. And that's okay too, because again, I've been there. I've had to learn a lot of this over the past decade and a half of what does it actually mean to do health God's way and how did he design it? Now, of course, even what I teach, it's not ever going to be perfect because we live in a fallen world, but it will take you much closer to his original design. And continuing to think in this woe is me mindset, it also, it may reveal that you trust a certain food for comfort or joy rather than the better joy of being fit or healthy and energetic. And again, I know that maybe if you've struggled with weight since you were a little kid, it's hard to even imagine that type of joy. It's hard to even believe that it's for you. It's hard to even say, like, I don't even know what that's like to not think about weight and to feel energetic and confident in my own skin. And so there is no shame, mama, because so many of us get stuck in this type of thinking. And that's where we want to lovingly walk you through this process to practice these changes so that you can prove to yourself little by little that God's ways of doing real food and caring for your body and being disciplined and obedient in the small things, the fruit of that is so much better. But it takes some training because it's essentially making your brain go from that short-term momentary comfort way of thinking that it wants to stay in to the long-term way of thinking that is it's harder to get to that point when you are in a moment of just wanting to be comforted or just wanting to have a quick fix, right? To get that quick serotonin boost. We are human, right? This takes practice. I can be a doubting Thomas at times, anyone else, right? And we have to walk out our faith with fear and trembling, and we need to practice it. We need to practice real food too, not just learn about it, but we have to practice it to start believing it. We need to practice getting up early and experiencing those benefits instead of, you know, wishing to live in a set of ideals that we don't actually do. So whatever that thing is that you feel like God is putting on your heart for better health, maybe it's going on a walk every day at lunch, or maybe it's keeping your environment tidy so that you have the brain space to focus on your health, you know, whatever that is. You can't just learn about it, go listen to a bunch of podcasts, listen here on Kingdom Fit Moms or wherever you're listening, and then expect to see fruit. You have to practice it out. And so here in, you know, Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, I'm sharing a lot, so many things, tips and tricks, I can talk, for how to live out this healthy lifestyle. And then once you join the accelerator, it takes you through the process. You're hopefully having a mindset shift as you listen to me and as you start to gain a sense of hope, you listen to the stories, you listen to the interviews of a different way of doing life, of health just being a part of what you do. But then you're probably left wondering, okay, so how do I actually do this? Yeah, she talks about real food. She talks about time management and changing the way that you think. And so that's why when you join the accelerator, it's going to take you through the how, not just the why. It's going to show you step by step by step, and then you practice it, and then you fail a little bit, and then you jump right back in because you have a community of women who are helping you, and then you keep going, and then you practice the whole 10-week program again, and then maybe you decide, you know what, I think I want some more help, and then we work together, we get to more roots. And this is not something, I want you to hear this, if you've been struggling for a long time and you notice you're stuck in any of these excuses, this is not something that's going to be fixed overnight. It's going to take time and practice. And again, faith, the faith that if I just take action and I walk in obedience, I will see fruit. So now for some real talk, which of these excuses do you find yourself using often? I would love for you to hop inside of the Kingdom Fit Moms Facebook community so we can share some encouragement with you and so we can kind of say, yeah, I struggle with that too. And then again, if you're ready to join us, you have some different options. You can jump into Fit Moms Accelerator, the 10-week weight loss boot camp, and get started today in this process of how do I do this stuff that Kelsey's talking about? How do I break free? KelseyWickenhauser.com/join is the website where you can get instant access and get started in your community today. And then again, if you know, if you've been thinking about coaching, if you've been thinking about doing things the Kingdom Fit Moms way for a while, and you know you want to work with me, well, this week is your time to apply to get $1,000 off coaching with me. I only have 5 spots available. And even if you haven't started in the accelerator, you'll get access to that. And you get to work with me right away, and we'll hang out. You'll get to be with this amazing community that is doing the thing and losing weight for the last time. And I can't wait to meet our new Fit Moms inside of the Accelerator and inside of the Academy this week. If you have questions, you can hit me up at info@kelseywickenhauser.com or hop down to the show notes, and I will see you next week. Hey, Fit Mom. If this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.